USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hear from President Trump's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States. One of the things Barr said today was that he's a fan of Robert Mueller.
I have known Bob Mueller for 30 years. We worked closely together throughout my previous tenure at the Department of Justice. We've been friends since, and I have the utmost respect for Bob and his distinguished record of public service.
Also going on in Washington, Republicans sat down and had lunch with the president. Democrats were invited but said thanks but no thanks, to which Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says,
"This was supposed to be a bipartisan lunch, but not a single Democrat offered to come here and negotiate how we end this partial shutdown."
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow rose 156 points to close at 24,066. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
It's been 10 years since the so-called miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Tuesday, the anniversary of when Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight that was headed to North Carolina into the waters of the Hudson River after a flock of geese disabled its engines moments after takeoff.
It was a one in a billion chance, is what a lot of us say, that we're here today.
Passenger Barry Leonard.
So we feel that we're in our second life and we're 10 years old.
He was speaking to NBC News. All 155 people aboard the plane survived. They all gathered this past weekend at a Manhattan restaurant.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Democrats on Capitol Hill rejected a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, so we're no closer than we were yesterday to ending the partial government shutdown and also securing our borders, to which Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News, walls do work and we need to do something along our border between the United States and Mexico.
Nancy Pelosi already told the president, if you open up the government, I'm still not going to give you dollar one for the border. And again, I'm highly concerned about using the national emergency power and authority, primarily because if he uses it, it'll be challenged in court and we won't get the wall built. And Neil, we do need better barriers. Walls work. They free up CBP agents to be redeployed at the ports of entry so we can try and capture some of the heroin coming to this country. We have to fix these laws. This is a growing problem. It's primarily a problem now of unaccompanied children from Central America and people coming to this country illegally in family units because we incentivize it. It's a growing problem. Just quick quotation of some numbers. In 2012, a little more than 11,000 people came into this country illegally and apprehended as a family unit. Last year, 107,000 people came as a family units. First 3 months of this year, 75,000 people. So Democrats who are minimizing this problem say it's not a crisis. It was a humanitarian crisis during the Obama administration in 2014 when 120,000 people came in as UACs and family units. Last year, 145,000 people came in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.